Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Phil C. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au, and it's now syndicated to 87.6 Backwater Country and 97.7 Tasman FM on the peninsula in Tasmania. On this program this afternoon, folks, I am going to be promoting the Music in the Mulga Festival, which is on the Wandilla Station at Yulo from the 16th to 19th of May, and playing several artists that will be appearing there on the bill. Now, if you haven't heard of Music in the Mulga,
get on out to the best little music festival on the west, Music in the Mulga. 4 days of pure fun and great live music. Camping out on Wandilla Station near Yulo in the red dirt country of southwest Queensland. Kick up the dust with a huge lineup of artists that will get you rocking. With charity auctions, the running of the famous Wandilla Cup, yubby races, fashion parades and bush dance. For an outback experience like no other, don't miss Music in the Mulga.
That's what it's all about, folks. You get to go out in the red dust, kick it up, have some fun, sit around the famous Wandilla Fire. And I'm going to play you a song by Andy Abra called The Wandilla Fire a little bit later on in the program. Now, our special guest artist on the show today will be appearing at Music in the Mulga. His name is Kerry Kennedy. He has a brand new album out called Copper Coin, and I'm going to play you a song from that album of the same name title. It's called Copper Coin. Kerry Kennedy.
Well, I found this copper coin in a paddock by a mulga tree laying on the ground. Nothing round but flies and crows and eagles. I was 100 miles away from any town. So I cleaned it up with spit and my old hanky. The date on it read 1943. If it could talk, I bet it'd have some stories about how and why and when it came to be. Well, it may have been known by a drover who was pushing cattle on the outback trail. The coin slipped out of his pocket, and then the cowboy, he just slowly rode away. I guess I'll never know the answers. How this copper coin that I found ended up 100 miles from nowhere by a mulga tree just laying on the ground. Walking to the city to fight a war. The coin slipped through the hole in his pocket that his mum had sewn up many times before. Well, it may have been owned by some travellers who were camping out under the southern skies, playing two up, drinking whiskey around the fire. And they lost the coin when they tossed it way too high. I guess I'll never know the answers. How this copper coin that I found ended up 100 miles from nowhere by a mulga tree just laying on the ground. the tree, laying on the ground.
Hey, there we go, folks. Kerry Kennedy's Copper Coin from his brand new album of the same name title. One of the artists that will be appearing at Music in the Mulga on the Wandilla Station between the 16th and 19th of May. Now, other artists that will be there, the Gathering Irish Band, Amanda Faulkner, Jono Maloney, Beck Hance, Ross Webb, Adam Kilpatrick, Andy Abra, going to play a track by him a bit later on, okay? The Wandilla Fire, Terry Clark, Kerry Kennedy, we just heard from Peter Smokey Dawson, Dean Parrott, who was our guest artist on the program last Sunday, Paul Ricketts, and Amanda Hartsong. So if you're into country music, Australian country music, and you find yourself with nothing to do between the 16th and 19th of May, do yourself a favour, folks. You know you want to get out to Wandilla Station, Music in the Mulga. Going to play you a track now by Beck Hance. Got to love this girl. She's got some fabulous songs. Canola, R.M. Williams Boots, and this particular one, I really love it. It's a number called Are You a Mate? Beck Hance.
Do you say g'day, or do you say hi? Do you shake hands, or do a high five? Can you sing to me true blue, or you're buried in rhythm and blues? Are you a mate? Are you a mate? And are you a bloke, or are you a guy? Do you have to bob, or do you have a dime? Do you love the ABC, or you'd rather MTV? Are you a mate? Now tell me, are you a mate? This is not about the world, this is not that you're really a mate. Are you a mate? Will you give me a tow when I get stuck? Will you come in a ute or a pickup truck? Are you the face of the outback, or the cover of Rolling Stone? Are you a mate? Are you a mate? Now's not the time to be bought and sold. Is it stars and stripes, or green and gold? I think it's time to raise the bar. Have you forgotten who you are? It's not too late. Are you a mate? This is not about the world, this is not.
Backhands listeners, the album's called All About Mates and the song Are You a Mate? We're going to play a track now by Terry Clark, and no music in the Mulga would be the same without Terry Clark, okay? He's a character. You can't lock him in a box, okay? By that, I mean, you know, you can't call him a country singer because he does country rock and he does your standard country balladeering stuff. And he also does a bit of cowboy country. Yeah, he plays it all. Now, I'm going to play you a song by him because I like to consider him a mate. And I want to say thank you to Kerry because he is a great guy and a fabulous entertainer. And the song we're going to play by him is a number called Thank You. Terry Clark, thanks, my man.
Thank you for this time. Thank you for this place. Thank you for this moment. No one can erase. Thank you for your loving. Thank you for your wine. Thank you for the memories. Another precious one of mine. You give it all without a thought. Never bat an eye. What you got and give away. Most of us would die. How can I repay you for what you've given me? All I got in 10 times more could never pay the fee. I can tell you something about myself today. I've been blessed just to know you. Can't take that away. So lucky to call you a friend of mine. Legendary people are written the sands of time. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this place. Thank you for the moments no one can erase. Thank you for your loving. Thank you for your wine. Thank you for this memory. Another precious one of mine.
Terry Clark, folks. Thank you. Thank you for the place. Thank you for the time. And thank you for the music, my man. Fabulous guy. And he's going to be one there at Music in the Mulga between the 16th and 19th of May. I'm going to play a song now by Dean Parrott. Now, Dean was our special guest on the show last Sunday. And another fabulous guy. What a talent. Many accolades to his name in Tamworth. And I'm going to play a song. Kind of relates a little bit to me because it's all about Akubra hats, and I've got a collection of Akubra hats. I don't actually have an old Akubra, but I've got about 6 or 8 of them. The song is called Old Akubra, though, and we're going to play it right now. Dean Parrott, listeners, Old Akubra.
An Akubra with a busted crown hangs on the wall just waiting round. Waiting for the boss to come on home. It longs to fit his head again while mustering on the old floodplain. Feel the brim tug tightly on his brow. Hanging there upon the wall with whip and bridle, spurs and all. Workmates in a world of sweat and dust. Branded brim and horsehair band, sweat-stained crown from greasy hands. Long hours in the sun will make you rough. Old Kubra's been about through channel flood and blazing drought, with character and style to burn, a reputation darn well earned. Gone are the days of shape and curl, the hat came to this ringer's world and spent those new days fencing in the scrub. Knocked about and bashed a bit, that's when a hat'll really fit to be part of the man beneath the brim. Torn about from low-hung limbs, monsoonal rains that soak the brim, even sporting one stray bullet hole. The dust of well-worn cattle grounds have come to rest upon the crown, the best mate that a bushman never knows. Old Kubra's been about through channel flood and blazing drought, with character and style to burn, a reputation darn well earned. A reputation darn well earned.
There we go, Dean Perrott. Now, he was on the program last week, and he will be appearing at Music in the Mulga. Now, if you missed last week's show, you can get it as a podcast on allaussieradio.com.au. You just go to that and click on the menu bar, podcasts, and under Corner Country, you will find full shows, and that is where you can hear that interview we did with Dean Perrott last week. Now, on this week's show, we have Kerry Kennedy, and he's going to be coming up pretty soon now, folks, okay? We're going to play this next one, though, before that happens. And this is for Pete Smokey Dawson. It's his brand new single from his brand new album, Touching Strings. And that's the name of the song, listeners. Touching Strings. Pete Smokey Dawson.
I walked in like I'm drifting back in time. Picked up my old guitar and it nearly blew my mind. Memories of the years gone by, always rolling on. I remember touching strings when I was young. I've been living in the city, a white collar suit and tie. Living in the big smoke, barely getting by. Never really happy, how could I be so wrong? I remember touching strings when I was young. This old guitar was passed down in time. It's a part of family history, it's mine. This old guitar's a good old friend to me. I pick up my old six string and I feel free. I walk in like I'm drifting back in time. Picked up my old guitar, it nearly blew my mind. Memories of the years gone by, always rolling on. I remember touching strings when I was young. Yeah, picking up this old guitar is like shaking hands with a long-lost friend. The kind you do not see for years, but the friendship never ends. I sure am glad my city days are done. I remember touching strings when I was young. Sure do. I'm drifting back in time. Picked up my old guitar, it nearly blew my mind. Memories of the years gone by, always rolling on. I remember touching strings when I was young. Yeah, I remember touching strings when I was young. I walk in like I'm drifting back in time.
Get on out to the best little music festival on the West, Music in the Mulga. 4 days of pure fun and great live music. Camping out on Wandilla Station near Yulo in the red dirt country of southwest Queensland. Kick up the dust with a huge lineup of artists that will get you rocking. With charity auctions, the running of the famous Wandilla Cup, yubby races, fashion parades and bush dance for an outback experience like no other. Don't miss Music in the Mulga.
There you go, folks. Do yourself a favour. You know you want to get out there, Music in the Mulga, 16th to 19th of May, and you'll be able to see and hear these artists that I've been playing for you this afternoon live and in concert. Okay, it's going to be fabulous out there. And this next song I'm going to play, the artist responsible for this will be with us as our special guest, Mr. Kerry Kennedy. Straight after this song, folks, from his brand new album, Copper Coin. And the song is called Homeless.
It was 5th of June, it was cold outside. Started walking home. Saw an old man sitting down by the creek around the fire with his dog. I'd seen him there 100 times. He'd ask me, how's your day? But tonight I thought I'd sit and talk and I'd be on my way. He said, come sit by the fire. The dog and me don't bite. And he asked me how things had been and if I was all right. He looked at me with kind blue eyes, stopped and gave a glare. He said, most people don't talk at all to me. They just stop and they just stare. I said, well, I'm here to listen and talk with you a while. He said, thank you, son, for your time, and gave a toothless smile. Then he looked down at his old blue dog, was laying at his feet. He said, he's going blind most of the time. He don't have much to eat. Then he told me about his family, how he lost them years ago. In a fire while he was working, that's when he lost his dreams and hopes. Now he wanders round aimlessly the hardest times and nights. He said, I don't have much to give at all, but take this home tonight. Appreciate the ones you love, love the life you live. Be thankful for the smallest things and always hug your kids. Don't be afraid to ask for help, it's hard when you're alone. Me, I'm just waiting here for my time to come, when the good Lord takes me home. I sat with him for hours till it was time for me to go. And I asked him if he'd like to come and have a feed at home. He smiled at me and shook his head and said, no, I'll be fine. But you're welcome to come back and talk to me anytime. When I got home, I hugged my kids like I never hugged before. I kissed my wife and I held her close behind that wooden door. As I laid down with the lights turned off in my warm and cozy bed, I see his kind old blue eyes and I remember exactly what he said. Appreciate the ones you love, love the life you live. Be thankful for the smallest things and always hug your kids. Don't be afraid to ask for help, it's hard when you're alone. And me, I'm just waiting here for my time to come, when the good Lord takes me home.
Welcome back, listeners. Our next special guest on the phones with us is Mr. Kerry Kennedy. G'day, Kerry. How you going, my friend?
Good, Phil. How you doing, brother?
Mate, I'm having a sensational time, as always. And what a pleasure it was to see you last week at the Bingara Country Music Festival. Mate, you slayed him.
Oh, mate, thank you very much. That was wonderful. It's a great festival, isn't it?
Oh, it's a beauty. It's a beauty. A little different for me. I actually thought it was going to be out in a paddock somewhere, like most of these festivals are. So for a country music festival to be held in RSL, I like to think of it more as a concert that's 12 hours a day for 3 days.
Yeah, mate. I haven't had one of those either. I've sort of done music in the Mulga, a few of those ones out west, and back to basics and all that. They're always in a paddock and relaxed atmosphere. It was fantastic, mate. You know, good food and a couple of beers and kicking back and listening to music.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a brilliant thing. Now, what about you? Where are you going now? Because I've caught you on the side of the road, apparently. Where are you?
Mate, I'm just outside of Oakey. I'm going to the Gundoy Aboriginal. They have their flu injections. So I've done Dolby, Chinchilla, and I'm just on my way to Oakey now.
Okay. So when they get the injections, what's your part in that? You sit around, strum a guitar, sing some relaxing country tunes to them just to keep them entertained while they're standing in the line? Is that how it works? Or?
Well, yeah, standing in the line. After they have their injections, mate, they have a feed and a drink, and they sit down for 15 minutes, and then they're allowed to leave.
Okay.
Just so that they, you know, make sure that they're fine, and it's really cool.
Understandable. So I'm assuming, because I know how much you love to help other people and do lots of things for charities and so on and so forth, I would be assuming this would be something you'd be doing out of the goodness of your great big heart, mate, or it's not a paid gig?
Oh, no, we get a couple of dollars and a hamburger, mate, so it's just our fuel money and stuff like that, so just to get us. So we can get to where we're going, and look, it's a good thing, man. You know, it's just a good thing.
Now, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is this, because I know you're involved in a charity. So let's talk about this charity. You've got this fabulous CD out called Copper Coin, and $5 from the sale of this CD goes to this fabulous charity and this organisation that you've got yourself involved with. Tell us a bit about that. This is for our travellers, not so much our country listeners, but our travellers on the Roman Oz program. And if they're travelling around and they see you, this is going to inspire them to either want to put a couple of gold coins in your tin for the charity or buy this fabulous CD, of which $5 is going to go to the organisation you're involved with. So tell all our listeners what this is about.
All right, mate, it's called Hidden Highway for the Homeless. I started this probably 2 years ago, but it's, you know, with COVID and everything that was going on, it was just a bit hard to get going because we couldn't move around.
Yep.
But I've decided that we're going up to the Cape for 2 months, my partner and I, and so what we're doing is we're going to get the coffers up to $5,000, and then $2,500 of that will go to making swags for the homeless.
Yes.
And the other $2,500 will be given to a charity of the people that follow us.
Yes.
What they want. So let's say Tamworth Food Bank or soup kitchen in Townsville or whatever.
Yes.
That people can actually say to them, well, we would like that. And the most ones that we get, we'll send the money to that, then we'll start again, you know. We were going to do the 5,000 straight for swags, but as I said to you the other day, you know, you can't eat swags. So.
No, you can't. And, you know, thing that annoys me, I was talking to this to some people the other day, because I've been sort of trying to promote what you're doing as well. And I was talking to some people, and I always bring your name up and your CD and inspire people to want to get behind this wherever we stay, you know. And like, you're an independent bloke, you're a knock-around bloke, you're a fabulous bloke. I mean, I love you to death, my man, and for you to be doing what you're doing is fantastic. But you know what? Some people said to me, a guy like Kerry Kennedy, who's out there doing it for real and trying to raise money for homeless people, why doesn't somebody like Taylor Swift give $5 from one of her CDs? There'd be $1 million. This country, you know, millions of dollars. She's one of the richest artists in the world. You know, we could solve a hell of a lot of problems in a very, very short space of time, couldn't we?
We could, mate. Look, I can't answer for what they do and how they do it, but for me, I need to do that for myself. It's I've struggled with depression and a lot of other, you know, anxiety and all that sort of thing. most of my life. And, you know, when I'm doing something for charity, whether it be the SIDS, renal cancer, or this new one I've started now, or, you know, Drought Busters, or whatever charity I'm a part of, it makes me feel good. You know, I like to see people succeed. I like to see people happy.
Yes.
And I like to see them well fed, you know, because, you know, it's just a basic right. But, you know, I can't answer for the other people what they do with their money, mate.
Yeah.
We don't make a lot of money on the road, but, you know, other people, a dollar doesn't seem much to anyone. But, you know, to you put 100 of them together and there's a swag, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. I get it. And this is why I'm you know, playing so much off this Copper Coin album. And each time I do, I'm going to be telling people to buy it. Don't go to, well, it's not on Spotify, thank goodness, because you get nothing from Spotify. I'm going to tell them all to buy it, because not only is it a great CD for you, but also $5 from it going to help homeless people and put some food in people's tummies. That's, you know, that's a good thing. And $25 for a CD and $5 of it going to your organisation. Mate, most people spend $25 for lunch. And their $5 from your CD is going to feed a lot of people. So I think it's great, mate.
Oh, look, it doesn't cost me anything, mate. Cost me anything, just a bit of time. And, you know, people are very, very generous on the road, you know. And, you know, the whole thing is going to be transparent, as we do that every night or every week,
yes.
I should say. The amount of money that we make,
mm-hmm.
We'll be up, we'll be starting a page, and they can say we'll do a live cross, and tonight we made this amount of money and this amount of money, and then so that everything's above board, and it's cool, and everyone's, you know, happy to donate, knowing that the money is going to where it's supposed to go, and it's going straight to those things. There's no handling fees, there's no nothing, you know, it's just all that goes there, and it's cool.
Well, that's one of the things about charities, you know, there's so many people behind them that all the money that's raised seems to get eaten up in fees paying staff. By the time everybody gets their bit out of it for their wages and their time and so on and so forth, only about a third of it goes to the people who really need it. So in your situation, they're getting 100% of that $5.
Yeah, mate, yeah. Or a dollar, whatever they put in, you know, like it's
they put in. Yes, excuse me. I mean, because you're gonna be having donation box there when you do perform for that $1, $2, whatever you can afford. Buy a CD if you want to put $5 in, and don't buy a CD. But what I'm saying is, the full amount of what goes in that tin is going to go to the people who need it. It's not going to be taken up by, you know, people advertising for you. Or, I mean, I'm not charging you anything for this. I just do this out of love for you and for what you're trying to do to other people. So that's what I was meaning to say, you know.
I do, mate. I do understand, mate. You are an absolute advocate for the independence, and that's why we love you. Because mate, you know, honestly, we really need people like yourself that have got a platform where we can display and put out our music, you know. And there's not a lot of people that go out their way to come and do things like what you're doing to me, giving me the advertising on the radio.
Yes. Well, I do it because I think you're a great bloke and a great singer, and you don't get the recognition you deserve. And now that you've decided to do what you're doing, that's just going to inspire me doubly to make sure people hear about Kerry Kennedy and the great job you're trying to do for homeless and people in need.
Yeah, mate, I'm just old bloke. I'm old bushy to sing a few songs. I like that. I like that tag. I don't really need to be. I don't want to go on the guitar. I really don't. Don't go and play music for that. I play music because I love it, and I love to watch people's reactions. If I can bring a bit of happiness or memory back to somebody, well, that's good for me. You know, I'm not, just old Bushy, mate. A singing butcher, they call me.
A singing butcher who tried his hand at being a footy player and got knocked around a few times and thought, no, there's got to be a better way.
Yeah, well, I still have the hangovers on the Monday morning. I just don't have the bruises.
Fair enough. Now, mate, speaking about music, you were in the studio with Rob Rees at Beaten Track Studios, I think, last week, and you got some new music coming out very, very soon. Tell us a little bit about that before I let you go.
Yeah, well, look, I'm the patron to Lights on the Hill here in Gatton, on the Darling Down. I'm sorry, down at Gatton. The Granite Bell, I don't know where it is, bloody. What do they call that down the bottom of the road? Anyway, Yeah, well, I'm the patron to Lights on the Hill, and I've written a new song, The Name's on the Wall, and it's about a truck driver that's finishing up his driving career, and he's thinking, he's just remembering the blokes that he's lost over the time, and all the names on the wall at Gatton, all the most that I could get on into a song.
Into a song, yep.
Yeah, are on there, and there's some friends and family and people that inspired me to write The Big Rigs, which is the other one that goes, we sing at Lights on the Hill.
That's a fabulous song. And you did that the other day at Bingham, mate. And I did ask you to sing it. I don't know if you sang it because I asked you to, but I absolutely love that song. The lyrics to that song and, you know, a photograph's not quite enough, you know, because she's lost her man out there doing what he does, was driving his truck. And, wow, fabulous song.
Oh, mate, you know, it's the trucking community is so we need it so much in the world, mate, because it brings everything that we have, you know, our clothes, our drinks, our tables, chairs, beds, everything that we have is by the trucking community. So I'm really, really behind the trucking community. I think they do a wonderful job. This is why I'm doing it. So we got that one done, and then the next one is a thing called Thank You for the Ride. It was I've been playing with the Double Barrel Band for 33 years, and when COVID came out, it was 30 years, so we were going to have the big reunion and everything like that. Well, we couldn't do that. So I wrote a song called Thank You for the Ride, and it's all just to thank the people for giving me this opportunity to just go out and do my thing, you know, and that's why I think I do the charity as well, because people support me in what I do, and I like to reciprocate by supporting those people that are doing it tough, you know. So it's just a circle, mate. It's just a circle of life.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when can we expect these new songs to be out, mate? When do you think they'll be ready for people to hear?
Well, I've got to get back down to the studio. We've laid the beds for the two songs, and mate, as soon as I can get back down there, I'm just a little bit busy at the moment. But if I can get a week. If I can get a week away down there, I'll just roll down there and finish it off with Rob. Fantastic producer, nice bloke, and a great singer and artist, you know. So
yeah, absolutely. Rob Breeze has got some talent. He's got his own album out at the moment, which we've been playing quite a lot of, Cowboys Concerto. And boy, hasn't he got some fabulous stuff on there.
Got a beautiful song called "Thug Him in the Sunset" on there as well.
Yeah, he did, but I think he ripped that off from some knockabout cowboy butcher wannabe country singer.
That's him, mate. That's him. Look, I'm that proud of him putting that on. I can't tell you. You know, I've had about three songs covered in the 33 years, and a couple of them were done by in Germany. Called Tommy Roberts Jr., which he done a couple of my songs, and I always get a bit of a buzz when I hear it in German or I hear it in French or one of my songs, or you know, Robbie does his version of it, and it makes an old butcher seem pretty good, feel pretty good, you know.
Well, the thing is, it's on this brand new album. It's the fifth track on your brand new album, Copper Coin. So if they don't like Breezy's version, they can hear your version, okay? But they got to buy it unless I play it.
That's it, mate. That's it. It's a good life, mate. I love my life. I love the people that are around me, and I love the people that support us. It's just a good job, mate, and a good job.
Fantastic. So you said thanks for the ride. Now I've just heard a few vehicles buzzing past you. So you're sitting on the side of the road. Where are you heading to again?
Just to Oakey, mate. Yep. We got the Aboriginal flu injections today, yes. And I start at 10, so getting up there a bit early, set the gear up, and Paulie Hives is coming to play with my little lead guitarist, and should be a fun afternoon. Then I get a day off. I get 2 days off, actually, then I head up to Emerald. So.
Wow. Yeah. Mate, you're a busy man. You're a busy man for a knockabout retired butcher. I've got to tell you that, mate. You just keep doing what you're doing for as long as you can keep doing it because you're popular. A lot of people love you, me included, and you're going to get a lot more love and support once we get this out at what you're trying to do for the homeless.
Oh, thank you so much, mate. I really appreciate your support. I really do.
I'm going to play a song now to wind this up, Kerry, off your brand new album, Copper Coin. Is there a favourite on there? You got a song called Homeless, but you've got a lot of good tracks on here. Have you got a favourite that you'd like me to play from it?
Well, I do. I've got The Death of a Small Town. That's about my little hometown of Dalby, and it's a song about when the miners come into town. Like, I grew up in Dalby, and everyone knew each other. It'd take you 2 hours to walk up the street because you knew everyone, and you'd be sitting there talking. And I went down to the Gold Coast to play football and come back after a long, long time, and everything had changed, you know. Like, I didn't know anyone in the pubs. I didn't know half the people that were around, you know. So, so I call this The Death of a Small Town. I love it.
All right, mate. Well, I'm going to put that on right now because this is on your brand new album, Copper Coin. People wouldn't have heard this one. I've played all your others. I've played Copper Coin. I've played Thaga Minda many times, Island Time. Haven't played Death of a Small Town, mate. Thanks so much for the backstory to it. And I'm going to catch you at Music in the Mulga on the 16th to 19th of May, mate. We'll do it all again.
Absolutely, mate. I'm looking forward to that one. That's a beauty.
Absolutely. It is a fabulous one, mate. Take care of yourself, buddy.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate your support, mate.
You drive carefully on those roads, okay? Okay? And have a good day today with those people you're helping out there.
No worries, brother. You be cool.
Okay, mate. There you go, listeners. Kerry Kennedy, fabulous bloke, knock-around retired butcher, now a fabulous country singer. I'm going to throw a song on from his brand-new album, Copper Coin, and it's called Death of a Small Town.
In a small town, everybody knew your name. Every day found like Groundhog Day, and the next day was just the same. But all that changed when the man in the suit come and drilling in the ground, brought in the men all around the world. And that was the end of a small town. That was the end of a small town. You call your own, but nothing really feels the same. Drinking there for a long, long time, but you don't know anyone's name. Orange and green fluoro shirts lined up the bar around. People from the outside coming in, and that was the end of a small town. That was the end of a small town. About 5 years, the town was riding high. Then the man in the suit packed up his things. Finally, the well went dry. People started moving, there were no more jobs. Town started slowing down. The highs went low, and so did the hope. And that was the end of a small town. That was the end of a small town. About 5 years, the town was riding high. Then the man in the suit packed up his things. Finally, the well went dry. Everything's changed since I was a boy. Remember before the shaft went down? Didn't have a care and the world stayed away. And that was the end of a small town. Yeah, that was the end of a small town. That was the end of a small town.
Folks, that's Kerry Kennedy's Death of a Small Town, and he will be at that Music in the Mulga. What a sensational guy he is, and a fabulous singer-songwriter. I'm going to play a song now by Ross Webb. Now, Ross Webb is one of the artists that will be appearing at this festival as well. Going to try and get him on the phones next week as our special guest artist. I'm going to play his brand new single now. It's a number called Seminole Wind. Ross Webb, folks. Thank you.
plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. Last time I walked in a swamp, sat upon a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. Blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend. I know who you are. Blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligator and the god. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend. I know.
Folks, that is Ross Webb with his brand new single, Seminole Wind. Now, you've heard me mention the Wandilla Fire throughout the course of this program, okay? Now, the Wandilla Fire is, for me, the highlight of the gig, because what happens at the end of each day when all the artists have finished performing on the big stage, as the evening starts to get a little bit darker, the sun goes down, these guys, these artists, what they do is they sit around this fantastic fire. Okay, now this Wandilla Fire is huge. It's a huge fire pit. They bring logs in on a tractor. That's how big the fire pit is. All the artists and people can sit around in a circle around the fire pit and be warmed by that fire and also be entertained by artists that have already entertained through the course of the day. So they sit around the fire, they jam with each other, they sing with each other, and you know, if you want to sing a song or tell a yarn or a bit of bush poetry, you're allowed to join in. It really is an incredible part of Music in the Mulga Festival, okay? So I'm going to play you the song now that Andy Abra wrote, all about the famous Wandilla Fire.
Year when May comes, I'll put on new strings. I'll pull in the Dubbo and buy a few things. When I get out past Byron, I can feel the desire that can only be filled round the Wandilla Fire. Polly and Reezy will sing us a tune. We'll all sing along to You Better Be Home Soon. Then there is Padre, he's the nicest of blokes. But when he gets on the booze, well, he bludges me smokes. He'll sing us a bush tune, he'll sing us some chant. And we'll all have a ball, there's good times to be had. When I get out past Byro, I can feel the desire that can only be filled round the Wandilla Fire. Kilpatrick, he's at it again, making folks change their undies. He's a comedian. He's still chasing flamingos. He's a true parrot head. There's been many a night when we're the last two to bed. He can short you the fat. Yeah, he's a really good egg. Last year he made it out here and he played on one leg. There's the one Dillard jukebox. Keith Dunn is his name. Playing long sets, singing high. Well, that's his game. Sometimes I wonder how he hits those high notes when the pair in his trousers are the size of tugboats. Then there's George Zender strumming on his mando. If your song needs a late break, well, he'll give it a go.
When I get out past Byron, I can feel the desire to only be filled round the one deal of fire.
Bushy and smoky, well, they fit in real well. There's some slim songs to sing and some yarns left to tell. Then there's the sideys, some tidy, some not. But one thing's for sure, well, I sure love you lot. Saturday is great, we'll plug in and get loud. Singing songs round this fire, it's what makes me proud.
Every year when May comes, we'll put on new strings. I'll pull in at Dubbo and buy a few things. When I get out past By Rock, I can feel the desire. Can only be filled round the one deal of fire.
And there you go, folks. One deal of fire. Now, if you listen to the lyrics of that song, you would have heard names of artists that I've just been playing. Smokey Pete, for example, he was there. Bushy, well, he's not a singer. He's a poet. He's a bush poet and a real character within himself, okay? And look, you got to get yourself out there. If you haven't seen Music in the Mulga, it is really something to go to. You will not be disappointed. I'm going to play you another track. We're running out of time, but this next one is by an artist who goes by the name of Robbie Mortimer. Now, this is his latest single. It's a song called Doing Time.
Put me in a 10x10 and lock me up and throw away the key. 'Cause baby, I'm tired of running from it. I'd be behind them bars, carving hearts and concrete walls with no regrets at all that I'd done it. 'Cause when you walk into a room, you still have. And when you smile, girl, it's almost like cheating. The blue in your eyes like a thief in the night, taking my breath away. But if loving you is a crime, then I'm fine doing time. Doing time. Be no need for judge or jury, I'd be guilty of falling for you in the first degree. I wouldn't worry about the fences or the barbed wire, 'cause one, I love you from you can set me free. 'Cause when you walk into a room, you steal it. When you smile, girl, it's almost like cheating. Blue in your eyes like a thief in the night, taking my breath away. But if loving you is a crime, then I'm fine doing time. Doing time. time. Cause when you walk into a room, you steal it. And when you smile, girl, it's almost like cheating. The blue in your eyes like a thief in the night, taking my breath away. But if loving you is a crime, then I'm fine doing time. Doing time. Doing time. Doing time.
There we go, folks. Robbie Mortimer's brand new single, Doing Time. We got time for just one more track now, okay, folks, before I put the horse in the stable and hang up the headphones. This is one by Paul Ricketts, one of the artists that will be appearing there, and it's a song called The Ballad of Johnny Bad. Paul Ricketts, for listeners.
Johnny was a bad man, he went from town to town, picking on a little man, pushing good folk around. Wandered up and down an old highway, pulling drivers over, making a pay. Johnny made a living doing bad things on the road. He was hitching for a ride early one Sunday morning. I pulled over and picked him up at dawn. 3 miles down a winding track, Johnny had a shiv against my back. My lady friend was shaking as we tore on down the road. He's a tailor, Johnny Bad. 6 foot nothing wider than a doggone man. Believe me when I say Johnny will make you pay. Don't pull over to stop on the side of the road. When he said he's gonna take my wife, I sped round the next corner wide. We rode on down the side of me, Johnny Payne, the side of that winding road. He's a tailor, Johnny Payne, 6 foot nothing wider, doggone man. Believe me when I say Johnny will make you pay. Don't pull over to stop on the side of the road. Don't pull over to stop on the side of the road. Well, Johnny made a living doing bad things on the road.
Oh, there you go, folks. What a way to end the show. Paul Ricketts, The Ballad of Johnny Bad. Now, I have confirmed Ross Webb will be our special guest on the phones next week, okay? So it's now time for me to put the horse in the stable, take off the headphones, kick back on the porch with a beer and a jack. So until next week, folks, yee-haw! I'll see you somewhere around Corner Country.